A measure that would officially decriminalize abortion in Nevada and loosen portions of the state's informed consent laws will soon be on Governor Steve Sisolak's desk. The Trust Nevada Women Act comes at a time when other states have tightened abortion laws and in some cases virtually banned the practice outright. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
There being no further remarks, the chief clerk will open the roll.
On a largely party-line vote yesterday, lawmakers in the Assembly approved SB 179.
Anyone wishing to change their vote? There are 27 ayes, 13 nays, one absent. Excuse the bill. I've received the constitutional majority to declare pass. Order transmitted to the Senate.
The measure seeks to repeal a decades-old section of state law making abortion a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. It would also make changes to the state's informed consent laws by removing provisions that require a doctor explain the physical and emotional implications of an abortion. In many respects, the bill is largely symbolic. But over the past few weeks, it's been drumming up national attention. That's because it's the exact opposite of what many other states have done in recent months.
I think it's impossible to deny what's happening at the federal level as it relates to women's reproductive freedoms.
That's the bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Ivana Cancela of Las Vegas, talking about the recent passage of laws in states like Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, which have tightened access to abortions. She says the Trust Nevada Women Act is in part a response to recent efforts to crack down on a woman's right to choose.
For me, that put a sense of urgency in making sure that anything we can do to enhance and protect women's reproductive freedoms, we do as a body.
And that's a message that resonates with abortion rights groups.
Today we're taking part in a movement larger than ourselves.
As part of an effort to voice support for the measure, dozens of activists rallied on the steps of the legislative building in Carson ahead of yesterday's vote. Vivian Leal is with Indivisible Northern Nevada. She says the measure is a step forward.
I have very joyous feeling about Nevada affirming that we will not see as abortion as a crime and that it's legal in our state and that we stand with women, that we trust women to make their own healthcare decisions, especially this one, which affects our futures so much.
Despite that full-throated support, the measure does not come without some controversy. Along with the repeal of criminal penalties, Democrats also deleted a requirement that doctors record the age of any patient requesting the procedure. It's that provision that Republican Assemblywoman Robin Titus of Wellington says prevented her from voting in support of the bill.
As a physician, I am not allowed to treat a minor, anyone under 18, unless it is life-threatening without parental or guardian permission. I cannot even give them so much as a Tylenol without permission. In current statute, there is specific language regarding access to abortion regarding age. There is a reason for that.
Echoing those concerns, officials with the group Nevada Right to Life issued a press release arguing that SB 179 also removes protections against unsafe practices, making Nevada a, quote, Wild West abortion state where almost anything goes, end quote. Democratic Assemblywoman Shay Backus, on the other hand, says it's important to repeal antiquated laws.
These are draconian laws that infringement upon women's fundamental human rights and have no business in a free society. Nevadans don't want to follow the likes of Mississippi, Alabama, or Texas when it comes to women's rights.
The measure now heads back to the Senate, which will need to approve an amendment before it can head to the governor. Paul Boger, KUNR News.